Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, October the 29th, 2009. Frank Marzullo Jr. is the speaker of this service, teaching on Spirit of Control. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And because of some wound in the past in that person's life, the host of this seething anger control spirit will not be told what they are to do or when to do it. It's time to go. I'm putting my makeup on. Or it's time to go, dear. I'm sorry, I have this game on right now. I got the remote going and I can't, you know. One more minute. One more minute. Control, 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 control. That's seething anger underneath. That's seething anger. When you force people because of time control, time control. Think of that now. Anybody know of anybody that uses time to control others with? Ooh, yeah. They won't do what they're told to do. They won't know. They won't go. It's time to punish those who pressure them. It's time to punish those who pressure them to be at a certain place at a certain time. I have a relative that does that. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I have a relative that does that. It's time to come. It's time to go. 3 hours later, they're there. Everybody's leaving. They're coming in. You know? At a certain place, at a certain time. If the host of the spirit can make people wait great lengths of time, they can extract punishment on them. That's extracting punishment on people. Thus, the host receives comfort and time power. Time power. The host may not be aware of what's actually happened. They just may think it's just a time management problem, but it's a time power problem. Time power problem. Domineering is the outward express of an anger-based control spirit. Usually verbal, battered people will turn up to be, their children will be verbally battered, will turn out their children to be verbally battered people, abusive people. Once again, this spirit has to be unlearned. It's a constant battle. Every once in a while, I need to work in some of these things. I really do. Some of these things I got to work at. Now, I shared with you, I think it was the first day that I was here, Philippians 2:12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you always obeyed, not as in my presence, but now more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And I told you about this word salvation. Were some of you here? All right. Work out. It doesn't mean, it's not sozos, the Greek word sozos. It's not used here. There's another word for salvation used here. It's soteria. Work out your own soteria. And it's the same, they printed it salvation because it has a similar meaning to it. But it means deliverance from your enemy. Deliverance from your enemy. So the word work out your own deliverance from your enemy with fear and trembling means that there has to be a process for you to work this out with. In these deliverance sessions, I always tell people, you've got to walk it out. You've got to work it out once it's done. You've got to work it out. Now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can receive deliverance in four very distinct ways. Deliverance from the penalty, deliverance from the power of the enemy, deliverance from the presence of the enemy, and deliverance from the pleasure or sin. We can find ourselves being set free in very four distinct ways. From the penalty, from the power of the enemy, from the presence of the enemy, and from the pleasure of sin. So, and all control spirits are in the business of bringing pleasure in the form of comfort of one form or another to their hosts in exchange for them to operate. The goal of the one hosting this control spirit is to cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ and then learn to hate that thing. Remember I told you I had to sit on the ground. I hated what I was doing. I had to sit on the ground. And I had to prove to the enemy and myself that I wasn't going to let the enemy master me anymore in this area. Right? So I didn't want to, even though when I felt pleasure, I felt like, ooh, I got power. I felt pleasure. I said, this is the wrong type of pleasure to have. I don't want this to rule me. I don't want anything to rule me but the Holy Spirit. And anger was ruling me. And if you find that you're using sex to rule somebody, or you're trying to use martyrdom to rule somebody, or you're trying to use anger to rule somebody, it's time for you to break that. Break it. Hate it. Now, on to Jezebel. The last one. Jezebel. We touched on it. Now, Jezebel, in order to understand how the Spirit operates, we must first look who Jezebel was. She was a Zidonian princess who became the wicked queen of Israel. She was a rebellious wife who usurped her husband, King Ahab's authority to rule Israel, causing all of Israel to follow her in the worship of Baal and Baal's mother slash wife, Astoreth. All right? Now, Astoreth, also known as Asherah, by the way, I found something very interesting as I was looking that up. I found that, where'd it go? Asherah, the Canaanite goddess and symbol, it's found in these scriptures, by the way, Deuteronomy 16:21, Judges 6:25. It's plural, Asherim, 1 Kings 14:15. Micah 5:14, and Astoreth, Judges 3:7, 2 Chronicles 19:3, all the same goddess. Okay? And who is this Astoreth that they worship? We know about Baal, right? But Astoreth is the counter of Baal. Right? She was the mother slash mistress, if you will, of Baal. And they worship Astoreth in poles, or trees, if you will, next to the altar of Baal. So there had to have been a forest, or there had to be something close to where the altar was set up, where there were groves or trees, and they carved these trees up and worshiped the trees. Today we have those tree huggers out there in the New Age doing the same stuff. Guess what? It's the spirit of Astoreth, or Asherah. And it's still here alive today in America and all around the world. She was the daughter of Ethbaal of Zidon. His name meant man with Baal. Her family worshipped Baal and Astoreth. She turned the people's hearts away from righteousness into a perverse and false generation. She controlled, dominated, and manipulated by influence through somebody else's power, her husband's power. We learned about that today from Pastor Bo. Besides this, she was the arch enemy of God's anointed Elijah, the prophet. Understand now who Baal is. Baal, you know, they did child sacrifices to Baal. Baal was the god of the elements of the air. He was in charge of the rain and the clouds and the lightning. Astoreth, his counter, his wife, his mistress, his mother, was the goddess of sensuality and orgy. Do you understand why Israel was now turned and they joyfully went into the worship of Baal and Astoreth? Because they had been, by law, rules, the kingdom of God, rules. Now all of a sudden, they don't have rules. Now they can do whatever they want and have free love and free sex and orgies. You understand? Then comes Elijah the prophet, watch this now, and what does he do? He attacks the God of the thunder and the clouds and the lightning by saying, the Lord says no more rain. What does that do? Well, that puts the whole spotlight now on Elijah, because Elijah is now at war with their god, Baal, who's in control of the thunder and lightning and clouds and rain. You see it now? That's why she hated the prophet Elijah. She was embarrassed. Her God was embarrassed. Her God could not work anymore. You see it? So, anyway, here we are. So, Baal. Okay, she turned the people to turn their hearts away, and now they're worshiping a God who is useless, and because of Elijah. The spirit of Jezebel is simply this: destroy the works of God and the anointed of God. That's what she does. Destroy the works of God and the anointing of God, using or usurping authority of someone else. Jezebel does not have to be a woman. Jezebel could be a member of the board, sitting on a board, and a man who decides that he's going to destroy the pastor. It could be that way. By doing this, he or she controls. In order for this to happen, the one in authority, that would be Ahab, the anointed, the priest, the minister of God, the man of God, the head of the household, the husband, must abdicate and relinquish their authority to her. A woman with a Jezebel control spirit will most often find a man to marry with the Ahab spirit. She is always at war against the authority of her husband, of her own husband. A woman who hosts this Jezebel spirit will always be an inner conflict because of her desire to be under the headship of God and covering of the man, as the Word says in Ephesians 5:22. But at the same time, it's nearly impossible to submit to an imperfect man. It's nearly impossible to do this. She will inwardly burn with anger because he, Ahab, her husband, will not stand up and take a spiritual position in the home. And at the same time, she will demean him and attempt to keep him in his place. Jezebel control spirits hate authority. They will try to emasculate their husbands. The woman who hosts this spirit cannot allow her husband to be an authority over her because of the damage done by a trauma and rejection. When we go into this, by the way, we're going to go into finding out the trauma and the rejection, the abuse, abandonment. Somewhere down the line, she was wounded. She was wounded. And the influences of the ruling spirit of her life. She was influenced by this ruling spirit control. Jezebel will hold her husband in check by any one of the control-based methods. Jezebel will use any one of those things. Jezebel will use any one of those things. She'll use anger. She'll use fear. She'll use martyrdom. She'll use pleasure. And she'll use sex. She'll use them all. Right? So, churches and board members are filled with people like that. I'm telling you. They're filled with people who appear to be serving the good of the body while their true agenda is to grasp power. To grasp power and authority in order to build their own little kingdoms. They most likely use the power and authority of the covering board to do this, of the church or the pastor. Anything that threatens the control of the host becomes an immediate threat and a counterattack with cunningness and fierceness. Now, I know I don't have a lot of time here, but I'll just give you a really quick testimony. I tried to approach this one time when I saw it in the church, and I didn't bind the power of this first, and I didn't bind the power of Jezebel first before I went after it. And I didn't really want to go after it. I said, "Would you please listen to the CD?" On Jezebel. You know? Oh yeah, Frank, I'll listen to it. You know, on the inside, that was going on. And so what did she do? She tried to emasculate me in the church. She tried to, she accused me of all sorts of stupid things, pointing fingers at my kids, pointing fingers at my wife, getting my, causing all sorts of problems. Why? I handed her a CD and I didn't bind that stupid spirit first. Right, and that's what this thing does. See, I'd rather choose someone who is insecure and fearful and doesn't mind being controlled and ruled by a woman. And if a man fits this description, he's usually an Ahab. And that's we dealt with that today. Praise God. And if a man marries one who is strong in this character, personalities, there'll always be conflict, always struggle powers until this is dealt with in the family. Another way this spirit appears in males and females is domination, control, Hitler-like rule. My way or the highway. Hitler-like rule. My way or I'll crush you. That's using money as a means of control also. Another one of my relatives who's rich, who has a lot of money, uses money as a means of control. And that's definitely Jezebel. Now that you know I have a rich relative, don't hit me up for money. Right? So, Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with so that we are no longer slaves to sin. Romans 6:16, do you not know that when you present yourself as a slave for obedience, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or in obedience resulting in righteousness. Romans 8:15, for you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption by as sons by which we cry out, Abba Father. Galatians 5:1, for it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of 2 Peter 2:19, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, he is enslaved. To be set free from this control spirit, there has to be a coming to, a coming out. And we're going to have a coming out party, right? Amen. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord Jesus, we need your help. We need to get set free tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call upon your name to help us, Lord, to set us free. We now take authority in Matthew 12:29, and we bind the strong man of control in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I bind the spirit of control in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to plunder his house now. Dear Heavenly Father, I take authority in Jesus' name that Jesus gave me in Luke 10:19. That I have authority over every serpent and scorpion spirit. Nothing by any means shall harm me. I command all spirits of control to be bound. Lord, I ask that you send your warring angels to cover and protect this room, these people, our families, our possessions, our livelihood, our ministries. We ask for your covering of protection. And now I command every control spirit of darkness that is in me, around me, beyond me, to be powerless in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I break and loose myself from every demon that was on an assignment to any generational curse of control. I command those demons to drop off their assignments now and then fall in the name of Jesus. Be invalid. I stamp you invalid in the blood of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and blow it out. Go in Jesus' name. Curses, demons that were assigned to curses, go in Jesus' name. Let's cast out everything also. By the way, when I touched on Jezebel, you know, Ahab, by the way, she introduced it to Ahab, but Ahab opened the door and built the altar to Baal and built the other things. So guess what he did? Ahab and Jezebel have gods in them. All right? The person who has the controlling spirit that has Jezebel or Ahab has the gods of the clouds and the thunder and the sky in them. And also the spirit of sensuality, as was read. Who read that? Bo or Pastor? Did you read that? In Revelation 3, was it? Bo? Revelation 2 of the church is putting up with sensuality, Jezebel's sensuality. All right, so the person who has this control spirit of Jezebel as the spirit of sensuality, and Baal, which is the god of the thunder and the skies and the clouds and the rain, we'll call it out just that way, and child sacrifice. Okay? Say this with me. I command the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. You, the spirit of sensuality and the gods of the thunder and the clouds in the sky and the gods of child sacrifice, leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and blow it out. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now I command out of me and break loose from all the power of the enemy that controls me to sin and rebel against God. I command them to be powerless, blind, mute, paralyzed, speechless. Now take a deep breath and blow it out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Listen, I don't like to tell you what my extra work, what my other works are, but this is a good one. If anybody wants to get a word from how to do warfare like David did warfare, email me. All right? Get my telephone number or address. Email me. I'll send you a CD on how to do war like David did war. So, and David was very violent. David was very violent. He chopped things up. He cut things off. He smashed things. When you go to war with a sword, and you go after the enemy, go after the enemy the way David did. I paralyze you. I bind you. I blind you. I poke my fingers in your eyes in the name of Jesus. I cut your neck off in the name of Jesus. I chop your arms off in the name of Jesus. You know, get violent with the enemy. Get violent. You know, you who's got me in your hold, I smash your hand in the name of Jesus. You know? Go after the enemy violent. You know, I think God honors that. There's a visual thing that it's something is released when you do that. Go after him. Use your hands for war. God trains your fingers and your hands for war. Amen? And I'll say these words with me. I break and loose myself through every spirit that came into me through wounds and hurts during the course of my life, and every control spirit that came to protect me, to comfort me, to console me, to manipulate me, to use me, to manipulate others. Come out of me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and blow it out. Go in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I command out of me every spirit of control that makes me physically or emotional to control others around me. Spirits that restrain me, that make me restrain others. Spirits that dominate me or make me dominate others. Spirits that hold me in check or to hold others in check. Spirits that arrange me so that I might arrange others. Spirits that regulate me so that I might regulate others. I bind and constrain me. Those spirits that bind and constrain me so that I might bind and constrain others. I command them to leave me now. And any spirit that makes me feel obligated to fix broken people, get out of me now in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I command out of me the power of rulership of the demon of trauma. I command the spirit of trauma that opened the door for control to enter in be shattered and broken off of me now in the mighty name of Jesus. You who entered through verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, rejection from father or mother, rejection from relatives, rejection from spouses, rejection from friends, rejection from society, neglect, abandonment. You who came in to set up a house of control of me, to bring me demonic protection, to comfort me by punishing others. I could dismantle you in the name of Jesus. I command you to be destroyed out of my mind now in the name of Jesus. I pull you out of my mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take a deep breath and blow it out. Go in Jesus' name. Every one of those things. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go in Jesus' name. All of them go. Out. Out. Out in Jesus' name. I command out of me every spirit that is triggered by a memory or an impression that controls me and forces me to control and manipulate others by anger, by fear, by martyrdom, by pleasure, by sex, by Jezebel. I command them to come out of me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and blow it out. Go, go, go! Out, out! Sex, anger, control, martyrdom, go in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. I command out of me every spirit that makes me deprive my sex part, my wife or my husband. I command those spirits to leave me now. I will not be bound by that anymore. Every spirit of sensuality, whoredom, perversion, whoremongering, multiple sex partners, homosexuality, lesbianism, puritanism, frigidity, prudishnessism, puritanism, teaser. I command every spirit of control that has to do with sex to punish my partner, my wife or my spouse. I command them to leave me. And every spirit of unworthlessness, rejection, insecurity, inferiority that makes me feel that by controlling others sexually, that I can repair the wound that was inflicted upon me. I command them to go now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Get out. Go, go, go out in the name of Jesus. Out, out in Jesus. All sex-based control spirits, leave in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I command out of me every spirit of martyrdom that materializes me from weakness. The spirits that make me look pitiful and weak and express a woe is me spirit. I command those to come out of me now in the name of Jesus. That spirit that says nobody loves me, nobody likes me, I'm all alone. No, I'm a failure, I'm a rejection, I'm miserable, I'm pitiful, a pity party, whining crybaby. Out of me now in the name of Jesus. Won't someone pay attention to me? Won't someone hold me? Doesn't someone recognize that it was Pastor's Appreciation Month? Come out of me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just had to throw that in for no extra charge. Spirits of trauma. Martyr-based control spirit trauma. Abandonment, sexual abuse, mental abuse, victimization, low self-esteem, hatred, self-hatred, pity, pity. Spirits that make me feel like I need someone to help me. That spirit, me, I, my. Pamper me. Come out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. I command out of me every fear-based control spirit that holds me in a constant state of fear, that forces people to pay attention to me. Fears that came in through rejection, traumas, wounds. Out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that makes that gives me positive and negative attention. Negative attention. Get out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Pressure, worry, fear, anxiety, fear of judgment, fear of people, fear of God, disappointing others, fear of failure, fear of not being loved, not being wanted. Fear of not being appreciated and accepted. Worry. Afraid of punishment. Afraid. I command those spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and blow them out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go out in Jesus' name. I command out of me every anger-based control spirit. A spirit that causes me to control people through anger. Disappointments, frustrations, mental, physical, emotional abuse. Anger against God, anger against man, anger to intimidate, anger to terror, anger to reign in terror, verbal abuse, domineering spirit, cowering spirit that makes people cower and back down, every spirit of rage, ballistic anger, seething anger, murder, retaliation, domination, anger below the surface, the silent treatment that forces people to be controlled. I command all these out of me now and take with you rebellion, temper, anti-submissiveness, aggressiveness, fighting, quarreling, pride, vanity, ego, greed, comfort. That's right. Self-control, callous soul, cold-hearted, hard-hearted, toughness. Go in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, blow it out. Go! Out, out, out in Jesus' name. I command out of me every Jezebel pace, the base control spirit. Jezebel, out in the name of Jesus. Sensuality, go in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. Out. Every spirit of sensuality. Now, if you're a woman, and you know what that means, sensuality. That means you dress provocatively. You put yourself in a position of a man for him to see you. That means that you brush up against a man. I command those spirits that cause you to do that, that look for attention that way, to get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. And if you are a Jezebel and you're a man, I command the spirit of control out of you that causes you to go after the board meeting and try to control your pastors and try to control people by using someone else's authority. I command that spirit out of you now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Go in Jesus' name. Every spirit that works against the anointed, every spirit that works against God's anointed people, I command that spirit to leave in the name of Jesus. Everyone take a deep breath. Get out, Jezebel! Out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that points a finger at godly men, godly ministries, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, every spirit that points a finger, that backbites against godly people, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Out, unloyal, 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 unloyal. That spirit, go in Jesus' name. Out, out, ruthlessness, heartlessness, deceit, liar, gossip. Get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Usurper of authority. Get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Utashintu rabati shandabaka. Tita randita. Eshete kurabata. Spirits that use legal authority to manipulate. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And all false religions, all false teachings, all false gods that you've brought in, that Jezebel brought in, control brought in, all false gods, all Baal worship, all child sacrifice, all a false religion, another gospel, another Jesus that came in with you, Jezebel, get out in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath, blow it out. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Now, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to come in. Now, we take a stand. Soteria. To work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We take a stand on this, Lord. We take a stand. And we will act like fools if it's necessary to get rid of these things, to prove that they are gone. We will not let these things enter into us again. Satan, you demons that were there, you're not allowed back in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and enter me no more. Come on, everyone say that. Go and enter me no more. That's right. Lord Jesus, we ask you to come in and take the place of these demons, of these controlling spirits. Lord Jesus, we ask you to come and live there in those places in our minds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Show us when we were heading in that direction of control. Show us. Give us a word, Lord, like you gave my wife a trigger word. Lord, we ask right now that you give us a word to let us know we're heading in a direction so that we can break the cycle of control over our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you in now. to take the place also with Jesus. Stand there, Holy Spirit. We just give it to you. It's all yours. It's all yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight's meeting, and thank you for setting us free. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What an awesome place. What an awesome place. Now, I want to thank Glenn for this. Also want to thank the kitchen help. Awesome. Thank you. Six o'clock prayer meeting. Please be here.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.